Today we're talking about 5 huge red flags in INFJ relationships. If you encounter at least one of those in your relationships, please run away or change your dynamic. This is not going to end well, and the sooner we become aware of those red flags, the faster we can actually take measures. Before we get started, I want to remind you the next INFJ Epic Life Bootcamp is just around the corner. We launch January 27th, so make sure to be on that waiting list so you get access to the early bird prize. Download the free and updated poster on the 5 pillars to an INFJ Epic Life, and I hope to see all of you in our free and live masterclass here on YouTube January 27th. Everything you need to know, you can find in the links in the description. Red flag number one, you're too intense, too strong, too capable, or too knowledgeable for the other person. If this is the case, please run or really make sure that you let that person know exactly who you are. You're not making yourself small anymore. You're not dimming your light. I know this is a very hard concept for a lot of INFJs, and I've struggled with this for a very long time because deep down, we have conditioned ourselves, we've been conditioned by society that the way we are is wrong. And we do have strengths that make a lot of people uncomfortable, particularly people who don't have a strong sense of self, who have a very fragile ego. If you become too powerful, as in you can do something they cannot, or you don't value how they see the world because you have a different outlook on it, what do INFJs mostly start doing? We make ourselves small. We actually try to cater to making the other person feel good. Think about it. If you have somebody in your life, specifically if it's a romantic relationship, and you feel like they don't know that you feel more powerful than you're actually showing, or that you feel you're better at something than them, but you're not showing them because of the fear of their reaction, then this will not end well. You're not going to feel seen in the long run. Because in the end, you are this powerful person. You are this intense INFJ. And it's necessary for people you're in a relationship with to know these parts of you. Otherwise, you'll always feel like they're not really seeing you. They're not understanding you. You will not feel that connected. It will all be based on what you see about them, what you can do for them, but they don't know exactly who you are. I know a lot of INFJs are afraid of that because then we think we're too much and there's nobody else left if we actually, you know, show everybody who we are. But trust me, once you get to a place where you say, I'd rather be disliked for who I am than to be liked for who I'm not, everything will change. Because all the people that might have tolerated you and liked you if you just made yourself small, they're not going to stay in your life anymore. They can't handle it. And the people who can, they will love this new version of you more and you will feel more connected to them. So I know it's a scary step, but it's definitely a step worth taking because if you feel like this in your relationship, this is not a relationship that's going to end well. Red flag number two, the other person is your escape from your life. Every one of us has experienced this. You meet somebody and you feel like, oh, if I spend time with them and I pretty much put myself into their life, everything will be okay. Because my life might be boring, it might be sad, it's not, you know, worth staying here if the other option is to actually join them in their life. This is not going to end well. This is a red flag. Please understand this. Yes, we've all done this, and you will be surprised how many INFJs throughout the last 10 years almost that I've been doing this have written to me, I have a crush, I have a partner who's living in another country, on another continent. I have done that, right? Over and over again. And this is a typical INFJ move because what is a better way for us INFJs to think we can escape our own life than to think, oh, I can just move somewhere completely different and then everything will be okay. It's not going to. Because even if you put yourself into their life, that life becomes your new life and you'll have the exact same problems that you have now, which is that you might lack direction, that you don't feel fulfilled, that you don't feel like you're taking control of your life. So although this might seem like a quick fix and something that'll make your life better, it will only feel like this in your mind. So if you feel like this about your partner, it's time to change your dynamic. Think about, what if you didn't have that partner? What if you didn't have a partner that you could escape to? What if you were stuck in your own life? How could you improve it? How could you make it better? And this is actually the basis of the INFJ audio guide. This is one of the main things we talk about in bootcamp, because making that transition and understanding that you as an INFJ can actually set anchors into your own reality and then make it blossom. So in a way of the grass is not greener on the other side, I just need to water my own grass, everything changes. So if you look at your partner as an escape, know that this is just an illusion. That doesn't mean that you have to give up your partner, but just don't feel like that will be your solution. It's not. In order to feel like you're really changing your life and making something happen that excites you, it's on you. You make it happen and you start with where you are right now. Red flag number 3. The other person is your project and you think you can fix them. And I'm not even talking about potential here. I'm talking about that person has underlying insecurities. That person has some blocks. That person doesn't see themselves the way you see them. It's something that we could fix, because we as INFJs have the ability to look behind the curtain. We could fix them. And because of that, we would have value. This is something so many INFJs keep doing, and I used to do it all the time, because we want to have value in this life. We want to be of service. And we use this relationship, which is our closest psychological connection to another person, to making that happen. The problem with this is we turn into a very codependent person. It turns into neediness. It turns into something that is not healthy. Your partner is supposed to be somebody who's at your eye level, somebody that you take on projects together, that you conquer life with together, and not somebody who needs you to fix them so they could be thankful to you and they would then love you. Right? You are so much more than being a fixer. You deserve to be liked, loved, appreciated for who you are, and not how much you save that other person in regards to, oh, I'm the only one who can save them. That ensures me that they will like me. What if you don't want to do that anymore? What if you actually say, I want to be liked without having to do this for the other person, without being the savior for this other person? Change that dynamic and everything will click. You will see things will make sense on a completely new level. And again, it doesn't mean that you have to give up that relationship. Very often you can just say, I'm not taking responsibility for that anymore. I'm expecting that person to pull their own weight. And if they can't, maybe it's not going to work. But they're not my project. I'm going to look for a healthy outlet where I can help people with my gifts, but it's not going to be my partner who's supposed to be on eye level with me. And on top of that, thinks that we're on eye level. How often, if you're fixing your partner, do they actually believe and know that you're the one who saves them? In most cases, you just know this and you're pretty much doing that without them wanting you to, or without them even knowing that you're doing that for them. They just assume that's how you are, and they're not aware of everything you're sacrificing in order to make them feel good about themselves. Red flag number 4. Your partner has a fixed mindset and they don't think there's anything wrong with their approach to life. If you have a partner who believes that the reason why their life is not going the way they want is somebody else's fault, if they feel like that's just the way I am, I'm not going to change, please take this as a red flag. This is generally speaking not a good idea, but for INFJs, it's even worse, because we are people who grow. We in general are personality type who wants to grow, who wants to develop. Self-development is a huge thing for us, because we know that this is the one thing that we can always look into. We always want to grow. We always want to develop. We want to take responsibility for what is happening in our life, because that's the way our INFJ mind works. And if you have somebody who generally doesn't feel like they want to grow, they will hold you back. There will be a clash. You won't be able to stay on their level forever because it will make you unhappy. But if you grow, you feel like they are not going to pick up the pace. And that's a problem. And so what do? We already know they cannot grow with us, and we make that decision beforehand and we stay with them on their level. This is something so many INFJs are doing. This is something I have done. And I know for sure this is not making you happy. It just is not. And so many INFJs are asking themselves, what is wrong? How should I change this? Well, that's how you should change it. Start by growing. Get to a place where you say, I'm not going to let go of my own growth. I'm going to grow. And either that person is growing with me, or we're just going to grow apart. But I'm not going to stay still and making a decision for them. allow them to make the decision of, do they want to be with the real you, which is a person who is continuously growing, or is this something that they just can't deal with? They might not be able to communicate that. Maybe they're not even aware of it consciously, but you'll see through their behavior that you'll just start growing apart. But if you choose your growth over everything, because this is part of who you are, and I mean growth not in, oh, I need to have a new business, or I need to make more money, or I need to, you know, develop this and this. I mean growth as in being more of myself, being and living more abundantly, creating my INFJ epic life, no matter what. Because it's never at the expense of anybody else. It's just that people have the right to make the choice for themselves. Is this a life they want to keep up with or not? Don't make that choice for them. Allow them to make that choice. And if you encounter a situation where you already feel that person has a fixed mindset, really choose yourself first. And you'll be surprised how many people actually do have a growth mindset if they get to a place where they have to make a decision. Do I want to stay with you and, you know, develop a growth mindset? Or am I going to stay stuck in my old way of thinking? Red flag number 5. You're living in a one-sided relationship, or pretty much an imaginationship, how a lot of people like to call it. It is something that so many INFJs struggle with. I've done this myself, I know how it feels, but it's not going to get us to where we want. So often, we have such a great understanding of who that person is, at least we believe that. We feel like there's such a strong connection. This would be such a win-win if we get together, if all works out. But the thing is this, if this person isn't going towards you and wants to have that relationship with you from the get-go, you cannot do anything to convince them. So often we as INFJs say, oh, I just have to prove to them that I really understand them, or that I didn't have any bad intentions, or that I'm not going to dim their light, and that I want the best for them, or that our future will be so bright if they just saw the potential of this relationship. Well, they won't. And it's really on us to start looking at the person for who they are and not for the person we want them to be. Yes, we can understand people very deeply. Yes, on some level, you might really have an understanding of who they are. But no matter what you do, you're not going to be able to express to them who you are. Because we see people the way we are, not the way they are. So if you see potential in somebody, it's because this is the potential you would have if you were in their shoes. And they, on the other hand, if they don't really have the potential to be with you, they're not going to see that potential in you either. They will just say, oh, this person doesn't make me feel good about myself, or I don't see a future together, or whatever it is. Look at externally observable facts. Is this person really there trying to get closer to you, or are they pretty much staying in this one position and not getting closer to you? If that's the case, please take it as a red flag. Don't look at it, oh, we're getting closer through, you know, mental connection, or the intensity of our exchanges gets better. No, look at it from a third person's perspective. If you could tell this to a person in your life who isn't an INFJ, who isn't like somebody who's always going to hype you, could you tell them about the situation and they would say, yes, that's a good idea. That looks good. This is going to work out. If that's not the case, take it as a very big red flag that you might misinterpret who that person is, although you feel in your heart you know exactly who that person is. So many of us have done this. Trust us when we say this is something that makes sense in our mind, but it's not something that will make sense in real life. You're in love with the person in your imagination. You're not in love with the real life version of that person. If they were, they would be with you. Remember, relationship management, not just romantic relationships, but all kinds of relationships are super important for INFJs. And this is one of our pillars that we discuss in the INFJ Epic Life Bootcamp. It launches January 27th, so make sure to be on that waiting list to get access to the early bird price. Download the free and improved poster on the 5 pillars to an INFJ Epic Life. And I hope to see all of you in our free and life masterclass here on YouTube, January 27th. And if you want to watch another video now that is in alignment with today's topic, then watch the video you see now on the screen. I see you in the next one. Bye, guys.